2026. I have 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Is there any commission remarks? All right, hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 486350 through 486414, warrant number 8761, and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of meeting minutes. We have regular session and executive session for January 20th, 2026.
Move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes from January 20th, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, for our board appointments, we have the EEZ board that we have two of them for Mr. Brand Kopp and Chet Dixon. I will say both of them have expressed their willingness to continue to serve on that board. We are pending Mr. Dixon's application at the moment. I don't know if he's going to come in and fill one out in person. Matt Adkins from the Taney County Partnership had mentioned that they would probably have a board meeting within the next couple of weeks. They are a five-year term, and they would, I would ask if we do this morning, they'd be from current through 12/31 of 30.
So do we just want to do Mr. Cobb's?
We can, and then come back and do Chet's, because we do not have an application for him at the moment.
Move to appoint or reappoint Brand Kopp to the Enhanced Enterprise Zone, effective now through 12/31/2030.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the approval of the addendum to the agreement for the independent auditing services, file number 26-006A for auditor with this morning, Taney County Auditor David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 14th, 2026, approving the addendum as to form.
You guys have any questions?
No, sir.
No.
Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for independent audit services by and between KPM CPAs PC and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Anything from you, Auditor Clark? All right. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the approval of the order and ordinance authorizing a property tax credit pursuant to Senate Bill 3 and RSMO 137.1055 to provide property tax relief on citizens' primary residence. Would ask, what is your all's feelings to table this till 4:45?
Do you want to do a table to a definite time of?
Yeah, I think so. I think of 4:45 or by end of business today. Whichever.
4:45 then? Think we'll know by then, or should we say 4:50?
Probably push it just as far as we can. I mean, it may be down to the wire.
Okay.
So you guys good with 450?
Is that adequate?
Does that give you enough time?
Yes.
Okay. Move to table the approval of the ordinance of the order and ordinance authorizing a property tax credit pursuant to Senate Bill 3 to a definite time of today at 4:50
p.m.
p.m.
Okay. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have our Aulis Acres and Arney 2025 year-end claims report. This morning, we have Mr. John Akers. Erica Gaynor is in the audience. She just chooses not to step forward.
She doesn't like to be seen with me.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. This chair is kind of up in the air here. Just quickly go through the main reason we're actually here today is to meet with Mrs. Mueller and go through the end of the year and make sure everything went okay and then do a planning session for the coming year. But as part of that, we always bring claims down as promised. I've got good news in the packet to go through. Things seem to be calming quite a bit, so we can just walk through same style of report you guys are used to seeing. First page just basically walks through the different line items of where we've spent some money. You can see the predominance of the claims are still for employees on the bottom left. Then there's dependents, $1.9 million in paid claims from Cox. That's after discount, which the discount usually runs 50% or so as far as the bill that goes to the insurance company versus what's paid. The next page is the graphical side of the same thing that they just did in numbers on the prior page. Again, walks through with some pie charts. You'll see office visits are show as high on the bar chart on the upper right. That's what we want to see, right? We want people going to the doctor. That's the cheapest place to get care. What we don't want to see is urgent care, ER visits, those kind of things, and or not going to the doctor and then things developing into something worse later on. So that's actually very much a positive to see that kind of office visit utilization. But then walking through, it's basically facilities is by far the biggest. However, outpatient facility is by far higher than inpatient these days because so many things they can do in a 24-hour period and bring you in that way. So walking to the next page, a couple things that I'd point out. This just gives you your monthly claims. Things have gone pretty well over the last several months. The good news on this report as well is that the last 3 months at least, which will be used as in your calculation for the renewal, if you look at those, ran off pretty well. And so the bigger months, you go back up to September at 285, then you go back up, I believe it's May, it was 240. Those will drop off of the primary calculation, so it puts us in a pretty good spot. We will more than likely want to have September come and go and get your renewal in October like we've done in some prior years, because that 285 that's sitting on there. But that being said, claims seem to have moderated, and so things are going pretty well, and we'll see that on the shock loss report as we go through. Next page is the pharmacy. You can see that it's pretty, I mean, the claims don't really vary near as much as you see on the medical side. So total of 650,000 in claims there. The bill is just over $3 million for the total program. Your claims are a little over 2.5. It's an 82.78% loss ratio that you ended the year at. Cox's target is 85, so that is a positive. And we have not been there, certainly, every time I've been sitting in this chair in front of you.
Yeah.
So that's a good end of the year. Some of these claims will be primary on our calculation. All of them will be used in the renewal calculations, so we're at a decent spot starting off the year. As we move back, the next page just shows what you actually paid, what you're paying as billed, which is great. The next page goes into some of the diagnoses. You can see there is a couple of different instances. Again, on this page, these are just grouped diagnosis codes, so there could be one or 10 people in each one of these categories. Our highest has been heart attacks. There's still some cancer diagnoses. But again, if you look at this page, we've seen oftentimes where there's a lot of claims that are six figures. We're down to two with heart attacks and colon cancer. If you look at the next page, these are all the drugs we are taking. Skyrizi as an anti-inflammatory. You'll notice that Ozempic and Mounjaro have come in there. Those are the ones that are actually the weight loss drugs. Your plan technically does not pay for weight loss drugs, but a lot of people go in and get a pre-diabetic diagnosis, and now they're, oh yeah, I've got a drug that also helps with weight. So we've seen this a lot, and you'll see, too, there are multiple forms of Ozempic. They, like one of them's 8 milligrams, another's 4 milligrams, another's 2 milligrams, so on and so forth. But those are drugs that obviously didn't exist a few short years ago. And Ozempic just came out in pill form, so we expect that more and more people will find a way to get a prescription for that. And finally, the shock claim report. As you'll notice, whereas we used to fill up two full pages, this report, the first page is the active members. The second page on the far left, if you see the T over there, those three members are actually no longer on the plan. So if you go back to the front page, you'll recall that we have insurance within our insurance. That level is at $150,000 now. There's only one claim that has gotten over that. About not quite midway through the first page there, you'll see a $170,000 claim. The diagnosis is not, it basically says pre-procedural examination. What it was a surgery. So $165,000 in medical. But what we see more and more on these is that the drug side of the spend actually oftentimes is the big driver. You'll notice several of these people that have a rather modest sum that they're spending medical, but then if you look at the pharmacy, it's high dollar drugs. So just different than what we used to have in the old days. But long story short, like I said, 82.78%, that doesn't even smooth for the one shock loss claimant. You're probably down around 82 if you do that. But all in all, things seem to be going pretty well. As far as a plan for this year and what we're looking to do, we've had success with other clients adding what's called an EPO network to the program. You guys are currently on a PPO where you have in and out of network benefits. What we've done on several other groups is add the EPO network and what it's exclusive provider organizations, what it stands for. And what it allows, if somebody is comfortable just having Cox in network, which a lot of people in this part of the woods are, because that's mainly what we have, it also includes Barnes in St. Louis, which is an important piece of it. But if you are willing to basically neck down your network to where you only can go to Cox and or Barnes as far as your providers, then the cost of the insurance goes down roughly 10%. And so for those employees that would choose, particularly those with dependents, what we've seen is people will put their family on that, take the premium savings, which the county would just pass on, and then put it in place. But we don't have to get too excited about that until this fall when we really start looking at renewal. But I would recommend we at least look at that as an option for people that want to choose to do that. Anything else from the commission for us as we walk into our planning session?
No, sir. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the approval of the 2025 financial statement. With us this morning, we have Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Morning.
As the budget is approved according to statute 50.1